Got a surprise guest joining us now from Ole Miss. Heisman candidate, first place in the SEC. Joining us now, Mr. Eli Manning. Eli, what's happening?
How you doing?
Hey, you got double secret clearance to come on live, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, thanks for joining us there, Eli. I know you're from New Orleans originally, should I say New Orleans. Went to Newman High School there, just uptown off of Jefferson, if I'm correct.
Right.
I want to ask, you ever been to a restaurant down there called Frankie and Johnny's, eating po' boys and penne fried?
Yeah.
You ever been there?
Sure. Been there a bunch of times. Got some good crawfish and good po' boys.
Hey, let me ask you something, Eli, before we actually talk about football. My old man lives in New Orleans, and I've been there many times. With all the grub that you have down there and, of course, the flowing alcohol 24/7, how do guys like yourself keep yourself in shape? I could see you know, I would be I am a beer belly freak if I had to deal with that grub every day.
That's a good thing about it. Since I've been in college, I don't get to go home a whole lot. I'm here all summer. The only time I get to go home for but maybe a week during Christmas break before a bowl game. And when I do go there, I go straight for that food and just po' boys and fried, and I get all in it. And I go in the bowl game probably a little heavier than usual. And
like every Heisman quarterback, you better watch that this year.
Right. Yeah. So I gotta be careful and just I try to keep working out during all that, and just gotta run and lift weights and try to burn it all off after I eat it all up.
Let me ask you, you got a favorite Eli Manning New Orleans recipe you want to share?
I don't have any recipes. That is I'm not a big cooker, but if I go down to New Orleans, always one of the first spots I always go is a little place called Dom Alisi's. They got shrimp po' boy down there, a couple. Pretty good.
Hey, I tell you what, New Orleans is great. You can go to Popeye's and get a Budweiser. That's all I'm saying about New Orleans. Eli Manning joining us, quarterback, Ole Miss Rebels. Eli, big win for you guys against South Carolina this weekend. It got a little interesting at the end. Tell us what happened Saturday.
We're out to a big lead. We came out of the beginning of the game scoring points, and so were they, unfortunately. So it started off 14-14, and then we were able to get score some points going to half, 30-14. Then we come in, score two more touchdowns. So we're up 43-14 at one point, late in the third quarter, and I think the team just kind of relaxed. We were about to put in some backups, and all of a sudden, South Carolina hits a bunch of deep balls, hit an 8-yard touchdown, and just starts scoring points. And next thing you know, we're only up 3 points with 2 minutes. We got the ball, and they got 2 timeouts, so we had to get a first down to keep the ball in our hands, and we were able to get a first down on a 3rd and 1, got a quarterback sneak for the first down so we could keep the ball and run out the clock.
Hey, I'm going to ask you, I know you got Auburn coming up, and we know how good their defense can be with those big linebackers there, with Dansby leading the way. Let me ask you, in all your years of starting at Ole Miss, what do you think one of the toughest opposing defenses you may have faced since being a quarterback there? Can you name a few defenses that maybe stand out in your mind?
Auburn's definitely one of them. Last year and especially this year, they're going to be a good defense. LSU, last year was a tough defense. Some big linebackers, Brady James at linebacker. We've faced a lot of them. Even Florida last year had a great defense. They were doing a lot of different coverages, a little cover two covers, what they're having a lot of success with this year with Ratliff getting all those interceptions. It's the same defense. It's just you don't see it from many other teams, and it can confuse you.
Eli Manning, quarterback, Ole Miss Rebels, joining us here on the Bob Haney Show, Sports Talk 1570. Ole Miss right now undefeated in first place in the SEC West. Before we get to the Auburn game, you got LSU coming up at home, and you're, as Todd mentioned, you're from New Orleans. Your brother Peyton went to Tennessee. Your dad played at Ole Miss. At any point were you close to maybe becoming a Bayou Bengal? And how tough was it for you to make your decision on a college?
I thought about LSU. They were in my top, probably my top 6 or 7 choices in deciding where to go to school. I just felt that I wanted to get out of Louisiana, get out of New Orleans, that area. And But, you know, it was a tough decision where I was going to go to school. I mean, I thought about it a lot, and, you know, when I was thinking about Ole Miss, you know, Coach Tuberville was at Ole Miss at the time, and their whole coaching staff and recruited me. Then all of a sudden, during the middle of that, they you know, packed up and went to Auburn. And, you know, that's when Coach Cutcliffe came to Ole Miss. And, you know, when he, one of the first things he did when he was hired, he came down to New Orleans and started recruiting me to come to Ole Miss, and that's where I went.
I want to ask you real quick, stepping aside, not to try to make you think NFL here already with your games coming up, but you were a counselor at the Elite 11 camp at Ole Miss. I know you've been involved in the Manning Passing Academy. Are there any names out there, young names, that you could toss out that we might hear about in the future that you've had a chance to see play up close?
You know, I'm about to go to Elite 11, but I couldn't make it because I'd gotten sick, and it was right before 2 days, and I canceled out. It was something I really wanted to do. I like being counselors and working with young quarterbacks, and something I do at my camp. You know, it's hard to say. You see so many players, and you really, it's hard to tell at a high school level who's going to be that guy who can step it up, who's going to be the guy. You see a lot of great athletes and guys who can just throw the ball, but that's not always the important thing in college. You got to be able to, you know, get the mental part of the game and who's going to work hard, get in the weight room, and be dedicated to playing football. And those are guys who usually end up being the good players.
Eli Manning, quarterback, Ole Miss Rebels, joining us on the Bob Haney Show, Sports Talk 1570. Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, joining us as well. Tell us about this Auburn game coming up this weekend, and you guys are pretty much in control of your own destiny right now, Eli. How tough is this game going to be against an Auburn team, which, you know, some people, myself, thought had a chance at a national championship this year?
It's going to be a tough game, and we haven't had successes against Auburn the past couple of years, so... you know, they got a tough defense. They got a good offense and a tough running game. So it's gonna be a challenge. And I think the game you have to play is just a smart game. You can't turn the ball over and give their offense any easy opportunities to score.
All right, we're gonna let you go. I got one last question for you here, and this goes out to all the Heisman voters listening out there. I have a Heisman vote myself, so I'm gonna ask you in your opinion. What do you think are the most important Heisman qualities, and where do you rank yourself in terms of what you do best in those qualities or what you could possibly do better?
I'll give a shot at it, but I think a Heisman candidate is someone who leads their team, and you know, whether, you know, it doesn't matter how you do it or what way, but if you can lead your team and get wins, lead them to victory, whether, you know, you don't have to throw it that many times, or whether you do it just emotionally or talking, but if you can pick your team and win in tough situations, those are the people who deserve to win the Heisman. And I don't know where I rank on everybody's list, and it doesn't bother me. I'm trying to win games at Ole Miss, and that's all I have to worry about.
Eli Manning, quarterback, Ole Miss Rebels, making it happen. Eli, we appreciate you joining us. Got out of a, you know, snuck away from the teacher and called in on the – hey, are we paying for this call, or are you paying for it? Eli Manning, we appreciate it, buddy. Good luck against Auburn. Good luck the rest of the season. And I'm sure we're going to be taking a look at you in all of the postseason bowl games and on some Sunday afternoon in April on draft day.
Stay away from those po' boys.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Eli. Right. There you go. Eli Manning surprising us, Todd.
Surprising us. In the first broadcast, he let us go. But, you know, as I said in his defense, ESPN's down there.